Hello, and welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel Show. Every first Thursday, we get to go to Tulare County, and Tulare County is awesome. It is right in the heart of Central California, and it is home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park, Giant Sequoia National Monument, and Sequoia National Forest, and all kinds of amazing agricultural communities that you're going to want to visit when you go to the parks and forest. And these communities have all kinds of awesome events, especially this time of year. I'm serious. I mean, if it's an agricultural community, they know how to celebrate the harvest season and fall, y'all. It is fall, y'all. So anyway, go to the website, discoverthesequoias.com, to plan your visit there. But we've got some awesome guests joining us today to give us the insight of what to do in fall. So I'm going to start off with Cynthia Kawasaki Yee. She is from the Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Welcome back. How are you?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, Cynthia, I made the call, and you're no shutdown, so you're there for 40 something days, right?
That's right, really counting down.
Counting down. Oh, but fall, I'm so excited that you're here, because I think fall is kind of one of those things where everybody, you know, storms the parks in summer, but fall is really incredible in Sequoia and Kings Canyon. And we were there the day before it shut down a few years ago on our tour, you know, way back when, and we were lucky. But you do get some fall colors, and we saw more bears during the fall than we did during the summer.
Yeah, it's a wonderful time. I like spring and fall. I think those are my favorite seasons to come out to the park. You don't get to experience all the sights on an annual basis because things do start to shut down at the end of the year. But going through Giant Forest, going through Grant Grove areas, and just the temperatures start to cool down, and I think you get to enjoy the higher elevations visiting us, but then also the communities around us a little bit more when it's not so, so hot. And there's just so much going on this time of year. It's a fun time to come visit.
Yeah, I love it. And are you still doing the program where on Veterans Day that it's free entrance to the parks?
Yep, Veterans Day is another fee-free day for us. And we actually are also adding another fee-free day in December, specifically just for our parks on December 10th. So a couple more fee-free days to come enjoy the parks, but one coming soon.
Oh, that's awesome for families, right? But I always say, just go get the park pass. With the holiday season coming up, can I just start doing a plug for park passes? Like,
yes.
You know. Yeah. What are the rates for that? And can you give everyone a rundown on that for park passes? That's pretty cost effective.
There's a park pass, and then there's the national parks pass. I'm a big supporter of you buying a pass to come. If you're in the local area and you live here, worth buying yourself a pass just to Sequoia Kings Canyon. But the rates are so close now that you may just splurge a little bit more and just go for the national pass that you can use across the country at national park sites. I believe those are $70, but I will confirm that information before we're off today.
Okay, cool. And there's Golden Age pass too, right? There's like for seniors and there's a veterans one, I believe too. A veterans pass. I mean, you guys have expanded a little bit, so I don't blame you going like, which pass are you talking about today? Because there's a lot now, which is great.
And the change this year was that for military personnel, you now get an actual actual card to carry with you. You don't have to. So it's a little bit different. They've expanded that program. So it's a really great, if you aren't an active military personnel or you have the credentials that you can show at the entrance station, make sure to ask about a military pass. It's a really great, it's the least we can do for our service members. So definitely take advantage of that. We also still have our fourth grade, Every Kid in the Park or Kids Outdoor program. And so I always encourage families at some point, if you have children, at some point they will reach fourth grade. So take advantage of that. And if you have multiple children, you have multiple opportunities to take advantage of the fourth grade pass.
I love it. I love it. There's all kinds of opportunities out there. I'm going to go to Suzanne Bianco from Visit Visalia, which is a gateway community to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. How are you, Suzanne? Welcome back.
Hi, good to be here. Nice to see everyone.
Yeah. So how are the temperatures cooling down a little bit? I know it can be fluctuating a little bit at the beginning of October, but into fall, it's got to be awesome.
I have a sweater on today, so.
No way. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
First time in months.
Oh, what's it like?
Yeah. No, it's actually really nice out. It's beautiful. I wish I was outside rather than working, but it's a lovely 80 degree day today.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's lovely. And then, you know, it's going to start slowly dropping down and you get those cool nights. And that's what makes the growing, you know, so good for the farming, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, so Visalia, I do want to let people know that you are the county seat. You're historic as heck, man. All the places are like, you guys have so much history in your communities. Like every time we go there, I'm like, and if you meet Terry Allman, you'll never, you know, escape history, but you guys have so much history in your communities. And I think that's a huge part of visiting the downtowns and strolling around, looking at the plaques of like, whoa, this was like a general store back then or something.
Yeah, we have one of our most popular things to do is the historic walking tour in downtown. It's a self-guided tour, but it's been augmented now, it's not an app that you have to download, but it's a microsite that takes you to additional video content. And there's a narrator that talks at each of the sites. And so that's really exciting. That really kind of takes it to another level. But you don't need to have that. You can just simply follow the map and the guide. And it's really fun to walk around and see all the different buildings and understand what the history of the area is. So that is a lot of fun.
And it does tie back into the parks. That's what I love, too, is like that connection between the parks, the forest, and the communities. I want to bring Christy Martin back on the show. Christy is from Porterville Chamber of Commerce. You can go to PortervilleChamber.org. Also for Visalia, go to visitvisalia.com. And everybody, all the links will be in the show notes. So you don't have to remember anything. You can just clickety click. So welcome back, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so Porterville's going, like, I know you got events going. You got things happening in your historic downtown and all around.
We do. We have a lot going on. So actually next week, next Saturday, we have a Pioneer Days and a rib cook-off going on. So that's put on by the city. And it's always a lot of fun. They have a lot of historic reenactments. There's going to be a shootout. There is always plenty of rib participants, though they have a big cook-off to determine people's choice for the rib cook-off. And so it's always a really great time for our community to come out and just enjoy those things.
Yeah, because you guys do have a lot of history and a lot of history. And I think Black Bart history, Black Bart, the pirate, like a stagecoach robber back in the day. We have to get Tara. But yeah, some crazy history that goes between Porterville and Visalia. Now, I don't know. Tulare, I think you guys are sitting pretty. So welcome to the show, Ariel. How are you?
Almost forgot to unmute myself. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. You can unmute, whatever you want to do, but it's good to have you here. So Tulare, you've got some amazing history too. When you get into your city, which doesn't feel like a city, but it is, you've got an awesome downtown, but you've got like, you've got an airplane that you can eat in. Then you've got like another, like, you know, military airplane that you can visit, and then you can go downtown, look at murals, but you've got all kinds of history too. And Olympic history. Ooh.
Yeah. And actually we're pretty lucky here at the chamber. Some of that Olympic history is painted on a mural on our building outside. So it's really neat to come to work every day and get to see that.
And I think you probably met some Olympians at work at times.
Yes, we work very closely with a few. So I think we're pretty lucky. They're very fun people.
I know, and determined, right? Determined.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's amazing to me. And then you brought up murals, and Suzanne, that's something we've talked about on this show too, about going to all the communities and not only shopping and dining, but taking in the public art and the murals. That's something good to do while we can walk in the fall weather too, right? I think every town has it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm, they do. Exeter has a fantastic array of murals that are based on some of the orange fields that are out in that area. A lot of of our communities have fantastic art on the walls. Even Mooney Grove Park recently got an upgrade. A lot of their, well, even the bathroom blocks are now canvases for murals. So you can go just about anywhere and see some of this public art, whether it's the fire hydrants that are painted along Main Street in downtown or the murals in Exeter or Porterville. It's really a fun way to get around the county and see all the different art.
Yeah, it's awesome. And Christy, you've got some new murals in downtown Porterville too. You've got the parks and bears and you've got hot air balloons and all kinds of things going on.
We really do. And then we actually just had, been a few months, but we had an unveiling of our mural that we have down in Centennial Park that has all of our local bands. So it has all of our high school bands and past band leaders. So that's definitely one of the more, one of my favorite murals in town. But you can walk all down Main Street and see just beautiful art on the sides of our buildings too. So
is that a new mural, like redoing the older one? Because like now, are you telling me I have to come back? That's okay with me.
I am telling you, you have
chocolate
to come
downstairs,
back.
Downtown. I was going to say downstairs, but downtown. I'll come back for just chocolate, you know.
Yeah. Well, yes. Come back for chocolate. We have lots of other great things to do. But yeah, that mural, it's a new old mural. So they did a repainting of it. And so it's definitely make the trip to come see it.
Well, Porterville has amazing music heritage. Mm-hmm. It really does. And band heritage for the schools. Yeah. They've traveled the country, right? Even around the world, I believe. Yeah.
They have trips to DC. I know I was in the Porterville Panther Band way back when. We won't talk about how long ago that was, but, you know, we got to travel to New York. We got to be in the Hollywood Rose Bowl parade. So it was a really, you know, remembering as myself as a teenager, it was just a great opportunity and a really fun time. So it's really great for the kids in our community.
One of our friends actually is from Porterville. He comes on our show as a musician, Johnny Schaefer. He comes on all the time and I'm like, are you related to, you know, the Buddy Schaefer? It's a different Buddy Schaefer, right?
Oh,
and he's
cool.
Like, no, it's different. But he comes on our show all the time. And every time we do this show, he's like, that's my hometown. I'm like, how does that happen in the world that you meet people from Porterville outside of Porterville? You know what I mean? It's cool.
I do. It's incredible.
It's very cool. I want to go to you, Ariel. Tell us a little bit about the murals in Tulare because you have you actually have quite a few. You've got a walking tour as well and a driving tour.
Yeah. I will be completely honest, just because I don't want to look so terrible. I'm not from Tulare and I've only been with the chamber for a few months. So unfortunately,
okay, cool.
I'm not extremely familiar with our murals. But the ones that I have been privileged to see just from working in downtown are beautiful. It really is a matter of you can walk up and down K Street, which is the bulk of our downtown, and just see a lot of art on the walls, whether it's a mural or a business that painted the name. And you know what? There's a giant cupcake down the street. It makes me so happy every day that I drive by.
Okay, so you got
it's
me.
Really
and then,
cool.
And then around the corner, you've got the Salvation Army Donuts. Mm-hmm. Mural.
Yeah.
And listen, that is important because donuts were part of our military history, you know, and it's like the donuts were actually given to soldiers and women were out there and doing all kinds of stuff. I think it was World War I or World War II. I'm going to get in trouble for which war it was, but, the Salvation Army was the donut queens, and there's better names and I'm doing it wrong, but you have a mural, representing that because, you know, I brought up, Veterans Day, Cynthia, and that's the thing. Tulare County is very patriotic. And I think mm-hmm. Porterville wins on that as well. I can't say that because I'm going to get in trouble from all the other communities now. But Porterville, you are like a veteran city, I believe, right? All American city, right? So you guys kind of take the cake on I'm going to be patriotic and be an all American city, right?
Yes, that's correct. So it's been since 1994, I think we were designated as an all-American city. So we definitely have a lot of patriotism. And I'll talk a little bit more about our Veterans Day Parade and all the different activities
cool.
centered
and
around.
And you have
that.
A helicopter. There. You got the MASH, the MASH yep. helicopter.
Our Veterans Park. Yeah, we have Veterans Park and we have a beautiful helicopter sculpture over there. So, and then we have our military banners. So if you drive down any of our main thoroughfares, so Main Street, Olive, you'll see on the lamppost there's military banners so people from the community can order these banners to kind of display and honor their loved ones that are veterans.
Wow. Anything for that, Suzanne, for Visalia in regards to Veterans Day or patriotism for the community?
Well, yeah, we also have the banners along the main thoroughfares that honor the military men and women. So that's really exciting. I'm sure Cynthia wants to mention that the General Grant Tree is a living shrine to the men and women of the armed services. So that's a great way for people to honor their veteran family members with a trip up to the national park and to see the General Grant Tree, especially since it's free day. So that's a great way on Veterans Day.
Yeah, and I wanted to go back to the National Park Passes because I did look up all the information. I want to make sure people are aware. We do have, so our, for veterans and Gold Star families, it's a free lifetime park pass that people can get. And then for active military personnel, it's a free annual pass. And so really great ways for all of our either active or veteran and their families really come out and explore the national park system for free.
And then you have, you know, talking about there's General Sherman, which is going into military history, General Grant. And then isn't December, don't you have like a trek that also happens to, you know, the nation's only living, you know, monument to our military, our armed forces.
And we honor that memory by laying a wreath each year during that event. We do have our Park Service, a couple of our Park Service members go and lay a wreath in honor of that commemorance. But yeah, second Sunday of December every year, I believe we're approaching the centennial. I think this is maybe the 99th annual this year. And with the city of Sanger. And so that is another great event to come out for. And that's also our second, our last remaining fee-free day of the year. And the fee-free day, even though the event takes place in Kings Canyon, it applies to both Park Sequoia and Kings Canyon. And so really inviting people, even if you're not coming for the event, to come visit.
Oh, I love that. And then, you know, we're talking about veterans and in the tree names, right? You got General Sherman, you got General Grant, but you've also got like a Clara Barton tree. You've got all these tree names for people to also experience. And I think that's something fun. Does that go in the Junior Ranger book? Like for kids to kind of connect with these trees through these historic names. We've always wanted to do a video of the trees and their names and who they are named after.
Yeah, we have a list of all of our named trees. I've lost count of how many we have now, but something fun to learn about. So if you're coming into the parks and go quiz our visitor center park rangers on these named trees, but also when you go to the General Sherman tree itself, just doing that walk, it just, a lot of really special trees are in that giant forest area around the General Sherman tree. And so, you know, you go, you want to see the largest tree in the world and you get that, but then just keep walking around and you could get lost exploring and seeing all of these, going on all these different trails and seeing all these special trees. And feel free to come and hug a tree, hug one of these giant sequoias while you're here. It's such a special feeling. We do have some trees that are protected, like the General Sherman tree, that are fenced off, but there are so many other options for, you know, and just as you walk around, you can feel them and they're softer and they're more fibrous. The bark is soft and it's different than what you would expect, I think, for such a giant tree. So come get, you know, close and personal with our trees and really develop that relationship. We need all the stewards for our giant sequoias. They're a little under threat right now. And so we're doing everything Absolutely. We can to connect the people to this giant sequoias.
I think it's important, especially after all the fires and you've had all kinds of weather. I mean, you guys have gone through some stressful time. Do you foresee the weather getting a little colder quicker this year, like maybe early snow? I always tell people, even on our last Parks and Travel magazine, I was like, everyone in the editor's block, look at the destination website, whether it's a park, a forest, a town, look at the website before you go, make a phone call before you go, do one of the two or both. Sometimes boning is quicker depending on where you're going. Do you think you might get snow? I've been there where snow can happen at the end of October. So do you think that is a possibility?
We're really hoping so. I love a white winter wonderland in our giant forest areas, or just in, you know, the sequoias just really, really stand out against that white, bright snow. So I'm hoping for snow. Also, let's not go into another drought year. So yeah. let's get plenty of snow this winter. But can we, if we could just get, you know, fair amounts, just a little bit at a time. We want to ease into winter.
I'm with you. Because you want to see that, you know, beautiful cinnamon bark, you know, nice and soft with some snow, pretty magical, right? And then you go down
into fall time of year. You don't want to just, you know, go from summer to winter. I really enjoy fall, so I want it to last a little bit longer.
I do too, because we have to drive west from the East Coast, and I'm just like, y'all, stand back. And then we have to go up the mountains and up to Oregon, so I'm like, y'all, stand back. We need to make it.
We have,
but the weather will do what it needs to do. But this is, you know, if something happens weather-wise, number one, have chains in your car, and there's people in Three Rivers, California, that will help you if you need that. But this is also an opportunity to go into the communities. So let's start with you, Christy. You mentioned the Pioneer Cook-Offs, your Veterans Day. Let's talk about shopping. We're going to be talking about that in November a little bit more, but get started on your shopping now. Don't wait till the last minute and everybody get crabby and nasty and stupid on, you know, Black Friday stuff. None of that. We want to have a good time. Go downtown, look at pumpkins and all the fall decor. Come on, let's get in the spirit of it and buy a few things a little bit. Get started as you can. So Christy, shopping and events go hand in hand.
I agree with you. Get that shopping done as early as possible. don't wait till the last minute like me and then you're scrambling. But yeah, so like I already shared, we have Pioneer Days going on next weekend, the Rib Cook-Off. We also have, I'm going to throw a little plug out to Springville, which is a little community that's about 20 miles past Lake Success from us. So on October 21st, they're going to be having their 41st Apple Festival. And if you have never been to that, you have to experience that at least once. It's a big festival. They have a run. They have a bike race, a live entertainment. They have a costume contest, and they have the best apple treats. So they have these apple burritos that they sell out of within like an hour every year. So highly recommend checking that out if you're in that area at the time. And of course our Veterans Day parade and run will actually be on Veterans Day, November 11th, which is always a great time. We have, like we said, we have a very patriotic community. So they really, you know, come out and, really show up for the events and the run that day. But switching over to shopping, we have some really great places downtown.
Yes, you do.
Stafford's. You're familiar with Stafford's.
Oh, we love Stafford's, and you got Plano Jerky, and you've got all kinds of boutiques and
Mm-hmm. We have some really niche places. I think the next time you come, if you have never been down here on Main Street, it's actually right next to Stafford's. It's a little shop called Calico Mermaid. If you're into quilting or sewing or anything like that, she has got the funnest, most beautiful shop. She's always doing really fun events or retreats and things like that too. So highly recommend checking that out. And then kind of piggybacking off the arts that we were talking about earlier, we also have Imagine Arts Center here in town. It's just the opposite way down Main Street. And they started things too. You can think of unique gifts. You could purchase a pottery class for somebody. You can do, like Mother's Day, they did these really wonderful Mom and Me paint day. So they always have really, really, say unique experiences and offers going on too. So
I love that because people want experiences, you know? And so if you can do that for someone, that's awesome.
Yeah. So those are definitely some of the things that, you know, I would check out, especially if you're looking for, like we said, more niche things or just something different. But yeah, we have Plano Jerky, like you said, too, is great. And lots of boutiques and just.
Oh, you got all kinds of gift shops, too.
Yeah. I mean, gift shops, jewelry.
Oof.
Yeah.
I like the quilting. I know the Calico Mermaid. I've been in there before.
Okay.
We went in there. It was some event and she had bras hanging out. Like there was an event. Sorry. But I mean, it's what was going on. But I remember that vividly because you couldn't not because they were like in your face. Here we are. And she had something going on. It was fun. And you have art. Yeah. Like, don't you have the art cooperative downtown as well. And so I love that. You guys have a lot of art, and that's something we were talking about, public art, but you actually have galleries as well for people to go to and get something unique. So I want to go to you, Ariel, over in Tulare. I know you've got thrift shops. You got the outlets. You got all kinds of, you know, shopping for, and food. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Go to a restaurant, shop a little, eat a little, have a little sip. Everybody needs a little sip in between.
Yeah, we have downtown. Part of our downtown revitalization project is all of the businesses that are coming in and completely transforming these beautiful old buildings. And so you take a quick walk downtown and you're going to see a ton of thrift shops that are just done so beautifully. My mom actually came out here on her day off the other day just to walk around them. She stuffed her car with stuff as well, but she was just kind of blown away.
You might see it for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. I told her I saw a really nice tray that I'm expecting to be under the tree. No, but there are some really nice things. And we have gather liquidations. We actually did their ribbon cutting this summer. And a lot of the stuff that they get is Target brand items. And so it is a really, really neat shop. You can follow them on Facebook and see their hours. And they also post things that they get in, and their stuff just goes really fast. But those ladies do a fantastic job with just their service and setting up their store. And you'll notice that same kind of theme with all of our stores downtown. Now with restaurants, we also have several new ones that have come to town and are just amazing. We just had Rancho Brazil officially open in the last couple of months.
Ooh.
And they are a Brazilian steakhouse. It's an experience like no other. You have two different options of experience that you can have. You can have the buffet style and just stick to the buffet, or you can do the buffet and the unlimited meat. And the servers will come around with the meat on a stick and they'll save it off for you with a knife. It's fresh. It's amazing. It's just a really cool sense of culture, and the taste is on point. And so
you basically had to come on here today and make us all hungry right now.
Yeah,
really.
Well, you know, it's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime for you guys. Like, what's going on here?
Exactly. I definitely think that you come, you do your shopping in Tulare, and you will not be lacking in experiences, in options, and in food, especially parents shopping for your kids. I know that's got to be exhausting. So you make a day out of it, and then you go have a date night at Rancho Brazil or Braised Kitchen, and it's just going to make up for everything.
And then you got the outlets and the Galaxy Theater that you can go chill out at the end of the day, put your feet up, and watch a movie.
Yeah, like literally. That. With those huge reclining seats in the Galaxy Theater and a glass of wine or a bottle of beer.
Bring it. Yeah. Bring it. You're talking my language. Do you have any events coming up for the fall that people should know?
We have many events coming up. So actually next Friday, October the 13th, the Chamber is putting on our Crush Party. I petitioned for a theme for Crush Party, but we are keeping it very light and airy despite it being on October 13th. But it's a wonderful event of wine and hors d'oeuvre tasting. There also are going to be several local breweries there and a couple of booths with specialty cocktails as well, and tons of restaurants. And so I'm really, really excited with the amount of vendors that we have coming this year and the variety as well. Actually, at the outlet, Gong Cha Boba opened within the last couple of months, and they're going to be at Crush Party sampling out some of their milk teas. And so it's a fantastic event. It's $60 a person if you get your tickets ahead of time, and you eat as much as your heart desires. You will definitely not be lacking. So it's well worth the $60.
A lot of sips too. You got to bring in the sips. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So Crush Party, what's happening after that?
You know, a whole lot of chaos. You know, Crush Party kind of kicks off the holiday season. And so next we have all that wonderful Black Friday shopping. I know the outlets does some amazing events for Black Friday, and they do a lot of giveaways, and it's just kind of a whole party. We have our parades coming up as well. I would say follow Tulare Outlets if you're not already, and the Tulare Downtown Association. We have wine walks coming downtown. We have the parades and all of the exciting things that the Outlets is doing. As a matter of fact, right now you can go and see Big Jack, the giant pumpkin. He's back for another year, and he is decorated with these huge marquee letters. It looks fantastic. It's a great photo op for your family, and it's completely free. So I know, come on any different day and you're going to have a completely unique experience.
I love it. I love it. Suzanne, I know Visalia has got to be busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, October is a very busy month, or fall is anyway. It's a great month to get a taste of Visalia, a little play on words there, because we have a little taste of downtown. That's where you get to wander the streets of downtown Visalia, sipping wines at all of the merchants. So that's a really, really fun evening.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and then we have the Taste the Arts Festival. That is probably a little more regional. A lot of artists are invited to come down. It's a street fair with artists having all of their work on display. Some of them are showing how they do their art. Toni Best is a gourd artist out of Three Rivers. She comes and shows how she does her art. There's even graffiti artists. There's, I mean, it's a full range of artists that come and showcase their work. There's food trucks, of course, and entertainment. It's a really fun full day festival. That day has lots of activities happening. Also, Pride Visalia is that day. We have a
date is this?
October 14th.
Okay, cool. So we're past the 13th, you know, and having the crush party. This is
The next day. Okay. It's a big weekend of events. Yeah. The Visalia Mall is having their Just Think Pink breast cancer awareness event that day. Valley Grown Barbecue and Brew Fest is happening that day. It's a busy weekend full of lots of activities. And then I did also want to mention, at the end of the month, October 28th, the Native Voices exhibit at the Three Rivers, Historical Museum will be opening. That's their ribbon cutting, or, I think that's what you call it, but they've done a lot of work in putting together a very well curated, a Native American, exhibit with, baskets and things like that. So a lot of that is available in our county. The Tulare County Museum also has a really large Native American basket collection display.
Beautiful.
So, and of course up in the park with Hospital Rock, that's a fantastic way to understand better the Native American culture, our Yokuts and the local tribes here. So I wanted to mention that. And then at the end of the month, of course, the Children's Museum, Imagine You Children's Museum, will have their Halloween Village. They have made a whole bunch of doors, and kids get to come in and knock on the doors, and all of the different participants from the city are there to hand out kids, give the kids a little candy, things like that, for a daytime Halloween event at the Children's Museum. I can't talk. Children's Museum. So that's a lot of fun.
You're thinking of candy. I know.
I know.
It's that, you know what they say, candy corn or corn candy, however you say it. It's like eating Play-Doh.
It's one of my favorite candies, by the way. I guess I like that.
I know. I can't help it either. It's like, bring it. October, we're all like, is it out on the shelves yet? Is it out yet? We want that.
I love it.
But I love that you guys get so festive too, because it's also kind of celebrating the harvest in the area. And like you're saying, the Native American cultures, that, you know, especially November being Native American Heritage Month, it's something to look at as well, for folks to kind of, you know, open up to something a little bit more historically and learn about the footprints of the land, you know,
and the
footprints.
Right. And fall is a great time to travel here because the weather is mild. You know, the heat of the summer is gone, but it's really beautiful. It's not as crowded up in the parks, for example. So it's a wonderful time to travel, you know, to this area, September, October, November. So.
And there's lots of hotel rooms. There's bed and breakfast, Airbnb. Sorry, Cynthia, say, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I hope what your listeners are getting out of this is that there's literally something for everyone in your family or your friends group to come. You can go to have nature, be outdoors, experience, you know, everything the parks have to offer. But then you just go down same highway, or, you know, go down into the community, and there's just so much to do.
Especially for families, I think, you know, and, you know, romantic retreats and everything, like you're saying.
Girls' weekends, you know, bachelor parties, whatever it is, you have just everything you need in this area. I don't think a weekend is enough to really get a good experience, a good full experience of everything that there is to offer here.
No, every time we go to the Sequoias, we're just like, we need to go back immediately. I don't care how long we're there. I don't care if it's a week, a month. We're never done. And you guys get to live there and we're a little jealous, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, and this is like the optimal time. The park is a little quieter. The downtowns are like, it's not like the crazy of shopping season yet. You know, it's just perfect. Everyone get off your butt skis and go. That's all I have to say. So everyone discover the sequoias.com is the website. Tulare Ariel, it's TulareChamber.org for everyone to follow you there and also social media. For Porterville, thank you for joining us, Chrissy. Glad to have you back. Go to PortervilleChamber.org. For the parks, it's NPS.gov/SEKI, right? Like ingrained in my brain, I swear. And then Visalia, it's visitvisalia.com, right, Suzanne? I got it? Cool. Ladies, thank you so much. We can't wait to come back. Whenever we come back, we will be at some point soon. You know, if we're going to go up to Oregon in the snow, like we got to do a detour somewhere because I know you all have hot chocolate somewhere. I know you do. And a casino that just opened, like it reopened, right? Oh, Suzanne, that's something. You want to earn some Christmas money? Go to the casino.
No, I'm not a good gambler.
I know. I am apparently, but not really. Don't ask Nancy. She'll
it's
tell
a lot
you
of fun, though. It's a lot of fun to be able to, you know.
And that's in Porterville, right, Christy? It's in your backyard, the casino?
That is correct. You can come straight down the 190 from the 99 and just do a little jog over, and it's right there. It's beautiful, beautiful new facility. And they're also having lots of events, so concerts. They're doing a Prices Right sometime in November. So they have a lot of really fun stuff.
You mean I get to name my price and then walk out with that money?
Well, no, Prices Right, like the game shows. I actually went last year.
Just messing with you.
They have the punch board. They have everything. The plinko. So it's a lot of fun.
Ooh, so there it is. Just a little added bonus, right? Bonus round. Ding, ding, ding.
And
I know. I know those bonus rounds. Thank you all for joining us, everyone. DiscoverTheSequoias.com. That's the website. Thank you all, ladies.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.